if you were looking at a really tall mountain, you might say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
And you might say, well, now last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But in my lifetime, I have never.
We're still talking about that mountain?
Yes.
Climbed it.
Yes. Okay. Now, if a child might want to scare you or something, they might hide behind a couch and they'd go back down there and kind of get sort of
hunker down.
Yes. And then they might jump out at you and say,
boo.
Yes. And a little child might say his prayers and he might go to the bed and
lay down.
And before he did that, he might get down
on his knees, kneel.
Yes. And if I said, well, talking about something you saw in your sleep, you might say, this is what I
dreamed.
And then you might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if a boy saw a girl at church or something and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, may I
take you home?
And if your car was stuck in the mud, you might have to have someone get behind it and
push.
But if it was, or you might put a rope on the front and
pull.
And you might say to a child, now that stove is really hot, so
watch out.
And if you wanted the child not to get injured, you might say, no, don't
touch it.
And you might, in talking about fishing, you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
And you might tell somebody, let's meet in town. Now, if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you wanted the person to know that you meant you'd wait for that particular person, you'd say, I'll wait
on you.
And like a little child that's about to be punished might say, oh, please give me another
chance.
And if a man was in a good mood, instead of saying he was in a good mood, you might say he's really in a good
humor.
And if you had mice or some other kind of vermin around, you'd say that you didn't want them here anymore, you wanted to
exterminate.
Yeah, and then, or if you had something else that you just didn't want anymore, you'd say that you just wanted to, you had an old mattress or something you didn't want anymore, you'd say,
throw it away.
Yeah, and you'd say, well, I think I'll just
throw it away.
And, well,
I'm still not
get
got
rid of it. Would you
get, yeah, get rid of it. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody around here say, get shut up?
Get shed of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Once you get shed of that.
Yeah. I know they say that around Marshall. Mm-hmm. If they say that around here. I'm talking about letters or something like that. And you might say, talking about someone you know, we say, well, yesterday he
wrote a letter.
And then you might say, well, if you say, have you heard from him on that letter you wrote? And you say, well, anytime I expect to get an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you
address it.
And then if you wanted to know where someone lived in order to write him a letter, you'd ask, well, what's his
address?
And if a little kid learned something new at school or something like how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you'd say, who
taught you?